From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic is still a little sluggish on I-235 southbound, moving on to K-96 east. The backup starts at 37th Street. I-135 is a little slow, too, in that area. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic. Weather.
Good morning. Cloudy skies will eventually clear out this afternoon. Strong south winds, 15 to 25 and gusty, and a high of 73. Clouds come right back in tonight. Breezy and mild overnight, low 62. Clearing skies, windy and warm on Thursday with a high of 83, but thunderstorms are likely during the evening. Those could be strong, if not severe. Mostly sunny and really nice on Friday, high 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now,
the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here. Glad to be with you on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. And a Wednesday we just got, and we'll get to this in a little bit, the Royals announce in a partnership with Hallmark Cards that they're going to Crowd Center, as TJ mentioned right before the break. But let's talk a little KU. Shrey Islada, Paul Mbia is back. You've reported on this. I guess it's odd. Is it odd anymore to have, you know, this kind of play out the way it has, such public facing commentary from a player representative? I don't know. Is this kind of normal for you now as you follow these things closely?
It's only normal if they're willing to talk. And I did not expect to have three Paul Mbia related stories this offseason. But, you know, that's where we're at. And people want to read about Mbia, so I'm supplying the demand there. But, yeah, I mean, you know, negotiations went to the 11th hour. I mean, he didn't announce his return until like 7:30, 8 o'clock last night, really. You know, the portal was supposed to close at 11:59 p.m. really. And he's back. I think Kansas fans are happy. I know he wanted to come back. I think he was finding that number, that, you know, him and his representatives wanted. Yeah, it was an interesting, 24 hours yesterday.
Hey, no money can buy his loyalty, and no obstacle can break him either. He said it in his statement. He's coming back. He talking about this
in his statement.
It was shared by
statement. Yeah, that was his statement. That was his statement.
It's a poke at AI from me. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was definitely ChatGPT. I'm gonna be honest. But yes,
I stared at that and I was like, is this real? Is this a real statement right now? It's like, oh,
I sent it back and I was like, why are those quotation marks in those places? Like,
that's the best part about it, is that the quotations aren't even the entire state. Whatever.
You're quoting yourself and you didn't even include the whole quote of yourself.
These are journalism nerds talking about quotes, whatever. Anyways, we're arguing, Trius. Where's Paul Mbia going to be on this roster next year? Like, in a market that's full of big men, to his, you know, management's point, a market full of big men that are getting paid all across the country, and that, you know, KU is looking at Anton Bonk and names like that. Like, where is Mbia? Is he a starting caliber center at KU?
It depends on how they fill out the rest of their team. If they decide to go budget option, I'll say, I think Paul Mbia will absolutely contend for a starting spot. As long as they don't go out and get Cham from Cincinnati, which I'm not sure he's coming because I know Michigan was in the lead there, according to reporting, and they didn't want him to leave campus. We'll see what happens with that. But I feel like right now the big men market is so bad. I don't really know if anyone else out there is like definitively much better than Paul Mbia. You know, like Bonk to me is just a guy that who takes up space. Guys, I've said this before. I said on the Piggy podcast, I don't get the Bonk hype. He averages 11 a game.
I'm telling you, we watch American Conference basketball and we say the same thing.
Yeah, like I was like, dude, he averaged 1.6 a game at Providence in the Big East. Like, so 11 a game in the American Conference probably means what, like 5, 6, 7 points a game off of lobs or something in the Big 12.
We just get eaten alive by the Big 12 bigs.
Yeah, I also just think, I mean, like the best thing about Bonk is he's a big guy that takes up space in the lane and theoretically would help the rebounding issue they had last year. But I don't know. I think the entire market right now is really, really bad for bigs, and guys are getting way overpaid than they should. I mean, like I've reported this before, Flory made over $5 million from multiple sources. I had, you know, I'd heard multiple people say $6 million. Somebody said 6.5. I was told from Mbia's camp that Flory was at $5 plus $2 million incentives. So, you know, the one consistent thing is bigs who are good are getting overpaid. Bigs who are bad are getting overpaid, and average bigs are getting overpaid. I mean, if 1.6 is what the market is for an average big right now, I like Paul Mbia. I think he has potential. He did show a lot of flashes in those two games, but the guy averaged 1.2 points a game and 1.3 rebounds, played less than like 20 minutes a game, I believe. And, you know, I'm just like, to me, the production of Paul Mbia did not match up to the caliber of player I could think he could be. Because if you go back and watch the yearly tape, he was doing a lot of things that you don't see at KU. And I think that's one of the things this management was telling me about is like, you know, when you look in the market, like who do you think is better than Paul? And I'm like, well, in my mind, the one definitive is Chomps from Cincinnati. And then he was like, his representative was like, well, if he was on Kansas, he would never play because they'd play Flory over him or whatever. There was not a super high level of respect for Flory from a member or two in Mbia's camp. I think they believe that Kansas didn't develop Flory's offense, which they're pretty right to be honest. I mean, like Flory didn't have anything outside of 10 feet.
Well, let's be fair though. Kansas has a long history of developing bigs offenses. Maybe that's as much a Flory thing as it is a Kansas thing.
No, that's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah, I mean, offensively, I think he could have taken much more. Like, you know, we still didn't see the jumper. We didn't see a lot of things that you need to see for him to be a legitimate first-round NBA prospect, in my eyes. But, yeah, I don't know. The market for bigs is so mad right now. I mean, the expectation is Kansas will pick up one more big, whether it's Christian Reeves or Anton Bonk or, you know, the home run in Cham or somebody else. But we'll see, you know, like I'm intrigued to kind of see it all play out.
I want to play a game with you here. So give me outside of the bigs, we'll start with this. What is a name of, you know, another position of a player that Kansas may be in on?
Victorious Miller from Oklahoma State, I think is a good shot. I mean, Kansas recruited him out of high school.
So let's say Miller, and if Yesufu gets in, would you rather have Miller and Yesufu or Tyron Stokes?
I knew you were going there.
Oh man, I'd probably rather.
Candidly,
I think they're going to end up with this. Is guys, I do not yell at me because I'm not in the prediction business or the recruiting business. But from what I'm gathered, I think Kansas feels like they have a really good shot at landing Tyron Stokes. And I learned from a non-Kansas source in the NBA world, the meeting at Kentucky for Tyron Stokes went horribly, like both ways. So last week I was told from a source on the KU side, they feel like a decision is coming soon. Now Tyron Stokes is doing the thing that he loves to do where he's gathering attention with every emoji, every this thing. He's trolling the entire world. But I think by the end of this week, We will know where Tyron Stokes is going. My prediction right now, based on the intel I know and kind of what I've heard, I think he's going to end up at Kansas. We don't know for sure because that guy is an enigma, and there's been like six different times that I think he could have ended up at Kansas this past 8 months, but he hasn't gone there, and there's been a few times I thought he could have ended up Kentucky. I'd be shocked if he ends up at Oregon right now at this point, but I mean, Paul and B and Cardi, who I respect, says, you know, Oregon's a real option, or maybe he's just doing them a solid. I have no idea, but look, I think the way Kansas is operating right now in the portal is like Tyron Stokes is coming at the three spot. They haven't added a single guy on the roster visits that is a starting caliber wing. Like Miller's a guy that you'd have first off the bench, not start for you. I don't expect them, unless they whiff on Tyron Stokes, to start looking. And a name to kind of watch out for that is, you know, I heard all the way back in like, I think March or something, Alan Graves from New Mexico, Kansas was looking at him, Kentucky was looking at him, Duke was looking at him. But I think that cooled off with, you know, trying to show that Tyron, like, hey, we're leaving this spot open for you. We think you should come here. I think Kansas feels pretty decent about landing Tyron Stokes. I don't know if it'll happen because he is as interesting of a character and player in the recruiting space than I've seen. So things can change. Nike can throw a $10 million bag and, well, goodbye, Kansas. You know, a lot can happen from now and whenever he announces. But I feel like the way they're operating right now is Tyron Stokes is a Jayhawk.
Jacob, by the way, headlines you missed. Tyron Stokes yesterday was wearing an Adidas jacket. So
he's just trolling the entire
guys. I don't care. Shreyas, why put up with it? It's the reason I asked that question is if you can use the same resources to go get players we know are productive and don't bring all of this stuff with them. Is that not a better option? Like, they had issues with the star freshman that wasn't trying to do all of this stuff, who was, by most accounts, I think you would say, a better prospect.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why put up with all this stuff? If you're Kansas, you don't have to.
I think they put up with this because the potential of Tyron Stokes going top three is good for the brand. He's a pretty good player. They've built relationships with him versus, you know, they probably have to go in cold for a guy like Yesufu, right? Like, they're probably competing with like a Duke, a UNC, bunch of other schools. Right now, it's just candidly, I think it's really only just down to Kansas, Kentucky for Stokes. I mean, Oregon is there too, but I mean, I find it hard to believe that Oregon is going to be the real contender. Maybe they're a silent contender and they end up with him and I'm completely wrong, but I don't know. I think, you know, you're at an advantage when you've been building this relationship with Stokes for a long time versus with Yesufu. Like, there's no guarantee that Yesufu is going to end up at Kansas. What if he's just bag chasing? Or what if he goes, I want to go to XYZ school because I've wanted to play there
forever.
But
isn't Stokes just bag chasing?
Yeah, but I think he also, like, the level of bag chasing is now just down to a few schools. I think there's a lot bigger list for like Yesufu to end up at. You know, school-wise. But I think, you know, candidly, like, I think if Stokes come to Kansas, I think Miller has a really good shot of coming to Kansas as well. I got to probably pre-write that story. I haven't done it yet. But I felt an inkling with the other two guys that committed, and they both came. I have an inkling with, kind of Miller and one of Reeves or Bonk, you know, just kind of reading the tea leaves and kind of asking around. So, yeah.
Well, look, and maybe I my problem with it is, like, as I just – like, you squint at it, and it's real easy to foresee problems with a Stokes-led Jayhawks team next year, to me. Like,
yeah, I mean, I just see that, like, too.
I don't know that it's going to – I don't know. Another freshman – like, these kinds of players typically in college basketball aren't leading their teams to the place Kansas is so desperate to get back to most of the time.
Candidly – I don't know what player is going to lead Kansas to the national championship
next year. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I just think when you have a roster turnover, 8 roster spots, you're just conceding the fact that you have to be perfect on like 6 of those roster spots when you pick them up. And I just don't think any team, like, I mean, yeah, theoretically they could make a deep run next year, right? Like I don't disagree with that. But to me, the minute Kansas roster continuity was two rotation guys from last year, in my head I was like, yeah, this is the same thing as last year. We're putting them in a position where you have a brand new team, you have a theoretically really good freshman coming in, or somebody else equivalent who's going to be a new star. It's just, I don't know, it's just really, really hard. And I think we're in for the same thing next year, maybe a little deeper run than.
I mean, Michigan just won a championship with doing
Michigan
it.
Still had like three or four guys from the previous year's team sitting on the bench. You know, like there's some level of continuity they had. They also had freshmen coming in that helped. I know they had four major transfers. Like they were the four major transfers that, you know, helped them starter. But like, candidly, I just don't know if Kansas is the type of team. And I think we know this, and you know this, Jacob. Like, you're a Kansas fan. Build those best with teams that you have the chance to develop. Are you going to be able to develop a team over the span of a year? You know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even a Kansas fan, but I agree with you. Like, I've watched him now for a decade and a half closely and followed him. And yeah, he does better when he's got older players that have been there a while. And yeah. Your Devontae Grahams elevate and your Ochai Agbaji's elevate. But that ain't going to be Tyron Stokes.
No.
In
not.
2 years. No. Like, can it be one of these? Can it be Yesufu in 2 years? You know, that's I guess.
If Yesufu is good too, he'll probably leave.
Probably so.
Year.
And that's a different issue, I guess, and one that they'll have to deal with. We'll see. Shreyas, we appreciate it. Follow along with Shreyas. Follow his new podcast. And we'll wait patiently to see what happens with Stokes. We're going to Shreyas Lotta. We're coming back. Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off. That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the high heat all season long. All season long, you can log into the BetMGM app and receive top-tier promos that put you in the batter's box and up the excitement for America's pastime. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at bat and every inning with MLB Same Game Parlay Boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB Odds Boost Tokens and MLB Parlay Boost Tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kansas only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Please gamble responsibly. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Busey, banking is about more than numbers. It's about relationships. For over 150 years, we've been helping individuals, families, and businesses reach their goals with personalized service and local decision-making. Whether you're opening your first account or planning your next big move, we're here with the tools and support to help you move forward with confidence. Busey Bank, your partner for life's moments, both big and small. Member FDIC.
At Odyssey, we believe in creating a diverse and inclusive workforce. We also value the power of community and encourage local organizations to help us in referring qualified applicants to our stations. If you're a community organization interested in receiving our vacancy information, simply email equalemployment@odyssey.com. You'll be notified of all our open positions. That's equalemployment@odyssey.com. And for all our listeners, please visit odysseyinc.com/careers for a list of job openings at all Odyssey radio stations.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is...
Just driving the kids to soccer practice.
Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
And hey, come on, no cleats on the seats.
Pump up the bar.